man from Laramie. He was a man with a peaceful turn of mind. He was kind of sociable and friendly. Friendly as any man could be. But you never saw a man outdraw the man from Laramie.
Music in a sentimental mood. By Johnny Pearson, his piano and orchestra. I'll be supplying the words both with and without music, and my name, Jimmy Young.
Morning all, thanks to Bill Murray for Open House, and a warm welcome to the JY Show. In today's programme, we'll be finding out why innocent people are being convicted in the courts as a result of plea bargaining. I'm hoping that we'll be able to talk to the field officer of Age Concern on why she believes that women should work harder and die younger.
Let's hear about home. That
what's the recipe today, Jim?
All power to your turntable, Jim. Long may you revolve, she says. Anyway, there we are. Revolving we jolly well are. And off I shall jolly well go. That's what I should do, yes. Oh, this is called Till. Sounds like this.
Till the moon deserts.
Thanks to Terry Wogan, of course, and a warm welcome to the Jimmy Young programme, where today we have the first of two programmes coming live from Zimbabwe, Rhodesia, from Salisbury, in fact, where the sun's shining, the weather's beautiful, and if you didn't know that such a thing existed, it'd be hard to believe that a bitter and often savage war is going on only a very few miles away.
Radio 2, Jimmy Young.
Rates were born by householders, and there are many, many people, four and five people in a household, where they did not pay anything towards
the rates. About the charge?
And we think that is unfair.
What about the charge that any household with more than two people aged 18 and over in it are actually going to be worse off?
Well, I would not accept that. Mm-hmm. That depends very much on whether your local authority is a very high-spending local authority or not. Now, if it is, then that gives you the chance to vote them out.
But once people begin to laugh at you and make fun of you and draw silly cartoons of you with your shirt tucked in your underpants, is it almost impossible to regain your credibility?
I can't answer for the activities of the press.
If it's a good idea to encourage people to switch from their cars to public transport, why does the Deputy Prime Minister still run two Jags, and doesn't he agree he'd set a very good example if he announced now that he was giving up at least one of them?
Well, one is my own. I've only got one car. That's the one, and it's 8 years old, and it's a Jaguar.
Be with us at 10:30 tomorrow. Till then, take care of yourselves, and it's JY saying BFN. Bye for now.